Here on top of it, after second two dots. The Yotze Nafala Klayim. Hey, this is the end of the Braisa that in Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Yotze used to go out to check out the fields if they had Klayim growing or not. Fred Gemara, Loi Kvar Yotzu Meyader? Didn't they already go out on Adar? Like we learned in our Mishnah, that they were Mashmiyim on Rosh Chodesh Adar. They used to tell the people, watch out about the Klayim. And on the Chamish Osa, the 15th day, they went out to check if there was Klayim or not. So how come now on Chol HaMoed Pesach, they used to check again to see if they had Klayim? Luchur, if there was Klayim, they uprooted it already from before, from Chamish Osa B'Yadar. And the Gemara Tifta, I'll give you an answer. Shoysa Ashanu Afelam. There was a very late season this year. And the growth were not nikkur, they couldn't tell if it was klayim or not on Chamish Osa B'Adar. So in a regular year when they plant earlier, so by the 15th day of Adar, it's nikkur ready the growth. What's a klayim? Which two vegetables are growing too close together? They uproot it then. But it can happen that the year the crop is very late this year, therefore that's too early. So if it's too early on Chamish Osa B'Adar, they're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed to go out to check to see if there's klayim or not. So the Gemara now, Minayin L'Tzion. How do we know there's such an Indian to put a Tzion, to put up a sign, a Simin, that there's a Kever there? In other words, our Mishnah says, also they used to go out to Mitzayin Es HaTzion. This is one of the things they did on Chamish Osar Ba'adar. They used to go out to Mitzayonim Es HaKvarz. They used to put a sign around the Kever. How do we know there's such an Indian to do this? To put a sign around the Kever. And the Gemara, Rav Brachia, the Nusach Bavli said the Gisha should be Rav Yaakov, Brei, the Bas Yaakov, B'Shem Rav Nechunya, the Bras Chudon, Rav Yosi Yomalo, B'Shem Rav Yaakov, Ba, Brei, the Rav Acho, B'Shem Rav Nechunya, Brasa, Hudach, Rav Chanina, Azab, Rav Nechunya, the Bras Chudon. Kids, a lot of people saying this over. Our guess is also like that. Reb Rachia, Reb Yaakov, Bar Bas Yaakov, B'Shem Reb Yechunyom, Debras Chavorin, Reb Yosi Amrilo, Reb Yaakov, Baracho, B'Shem Reb Yechunyom, Debras Chavorin, Reb Chizkiya, Reb Uziel, Braid the Rav Chunyom. The Beis Churin, they come from the place Beis Churin, B'Shem Reb Chunyom. They said on the name of Chunyom, the Beis Chavorin, Yos came from this place. That the Pasuk says, V'tomei Tomei Yikrom. There's a pasuk in Vayikra that talks about the tumah mitzvah when a person is a mitzvah. The pasuk says v'tomei tomei yikrom. What does that mean? Kid vidarshin that kidei shetayat tumah koyra lecho befiha v'yameres lecho parish. As if to say the tumah itself has to have the mouth and open up and tells you, stay away from me, I'm tomei. That's Jonas pasuk tomei tomei yikrom. We should call out. It should be spoken out to say that he's tomei. So even though the Pasuk is talking about a Mitzvah, we dash in this for Tumas Meis also. If you have somebody buried in the ground, there should be a Tzion, there should be a Simmer there, a sign there, that we should know somebody's buried there. And if that sign is telling us, stay away, don't come near me because I'm Tommy. Yeah, the Rashi, the commentator says, Tumah Kari means Kleimar. Oisim simonim al ha-tumah, kidei sheyehe mar yishu parish. Make a simon, make a sign there, that we should know there's a mace there, and we'll stay away, not go nearby. So tomorrow, Rabbi Elah b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, says the pasuk in Yecheskel that says, v'ovru ha-ovrim b'yeretz, the people went through the land, for raw etzem, they saw a bone, other of a person, uvona etz loitziyun, and they build next to him a tziyun, a sign, to know that there's a mace buried there. So we dash in this pasuk to say, etzem, what does a bone mean? Mikan shemetzayonim al hatzomis. That even if only bones are buried there, there's also an inyan to make it see and to make a sign there. So Mefarsh said, the Karbonator says, v'yav roivrim, v'nevuas yecheskel ksiv, shel osid yasu yisrol tziyonim al hatzomis. They'll make tziyon on the dead people. So we dash in the pasuk, etzem means kadar kukru al hatzomis. Even though there's no more meat to the skeleton, the akati metame b'yoyel, the bones of a mace is also metame b'yoyel. The yare b'shiyesh bem roi v'akav, you have at least the revius of a kav of bones there. Afal pi she'enam loy roi v'binyan v'loy roi v'minyan. It's not the rove of the amount of bones, and it's not the rove of the size of the bones of the body, but just rove hakav of bones is also matama tumas oil. Therefore, if you have buried there a rove of kav of bones, you have to put a tzion on top of it. The pasuk says odom. What does odom mean? Mikan shemetzayonim al hashedra v'yagugolus. That not only if you have the whole body there, even if you just have the backbone or the golus, just the skull, also is an inyan to make it tzion on top of it. Even though there's only one bone, just the backbone, or else kugolus means the skull, but these things are choshiv, that also, if you go on top of it, there's a tumas oil hameis, just going on top of these bones. So therefore, if you have them buried there, there's an inyan to make it tzion, put a sign on top of it, people should have to stay away from it. Then the pasuk says, ubono, you should build. What does it mean you should build? Mikan shemetzayonim agabe evan kvua. What you build for a tzion on top of the sign, it should be a stone that's kavua, that's settled there, that doesn't move around. It has to be built into the ground. Why? Because im oimer at al gabi evan talusha. Because if you're going to tell me you're allowed to use a stone that's tallish, that's uprooted, that could roll away, is afi holeches umatama b'mokam acher. You have to be afraid maybe the stone will roll away and end up someplace else, on top of a place that has no mace there. And people will think there's a mace, and you'll come out to the wrong halachas, that people went over there will be metama themselves, they'll burn the tyrus for no purpose. So therefore, when you do put a tzion in a stone on top of a mace, you have to make sure it's kavua. It's settled there that it's not going to move anymore. It has to be kavua in the ground. That's called ubona, they build a binyan kavua there. Like the Mephora said, the Korban Edom, agabi yevin kavua, ala kever, lafuka yevin amas galgal. You can't use a stone that rolls away. So ochi mashm alish to the kro. Ubona, you should build, shul mechuba bevinyin. It's attached to the ground like a binyin. You have to have a stone that's attached to the ground. That's the type of a tzion you have to make. Then the pasuk says, etzloi, is vero etzem odom ubona etzloi tzion. So etzloi, what does etzloi mean near it? Lamokon tyra. In other words, the tzion, the sign that a mace is there, you don't put the sign right on top of the mace. Because by the time you get to the sign, you'll touch the mace already. But rather a little bit in front of the mace, in a makam tohor, that makam really is tohor, that's where you put the sign. That people should know that they're going to come close to a mace, they'll stay away from it. So the tzion has to be in a makam tohor. So the first of the makam tairo, midah like tziv ubona olav tzion, they build on top of it, mashma shafilu amokim tyra shetzloi mitzayonim. That you have to put the tzion, the sign, really the tzion is a piece of lime. It used to put lime around the mace. So the lime has to be not on top of the mace, but on the side of the mace. Dimloi kain, if not like this, einai margishat sheyovoi ala tzion. You won't realize the mace is there until your mamas go on top of the tzion itself. Now if the tzion is only on top of the mace, ukvan nitmu hatyrus, they'll already become tummy what you're holding in your hand, the tyrus. Because you first realize it when you reach the tzion, which is erect on top of the mace. Lakach, therefore, machikan mixas. We tell you, make the tzion, the sign, a little bit away from the mace. Kishayova yala tzion magish betuma. So that when you come and meet up with the tzion, you realize that in front of you, there's a mace there, and you won't go there. Shilafonov. V'yenahelach l'sham, you won't go over the mace. Therefore, you just go on top of the tzion, and you won't become tummy. So that's the pasuk etzloi, make the tzion next to the mace, not on top of the mace, but a little bit on the side of the mace, so people will still realize the tzion, and they won't go on top of the mace yet. Then the pasuk says, tzion, mikan letzion. Here's also a drasha or raya that you're supposed to make a sim and a sign on top of the mace to tell us that a mace is there. Umotza, now there's a brisa now. Umotza evin achas mitzuyenis. Let's say you found one stone that has a tzion, has a sign around the stone. On the stone itself there's a sign. You have the lime on top of the stone. Is alpha pi shein mekayamim kain, even though really you're not supposed to do that, you're not supposed to put the tzion directly on top of the mace, still we say, hamaya lo leho tomi. If somebody goes on top of this stone that has the tzion, has the lime on top of the stone, we say your tummy. Going on top of this one stone, we say the stone was put on top of the mace, and since you went on top of the stone, you are over a mace, therefore your tummy. Why? On the yomer mace mitzuyin, there's a mace there, found there, v'yinosin tachteho, and the mace was put underneath the stone. So the Rashi, like the Korban Eved says, Hochi Gafinim, Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Motze Evin, Afal Pishen Rishoyim, Sharei Tzorach Laharcha Katziyim Minatuma. Really, you're not supposed to put the tzi on the sign directly on top of the mace, but you're supposed to put it on the side like we just learned. Kosher can appreciate the samach. Kishatuma tachas evin harei kol evin metam b'yoyim. Because if you put the stone directly on top of the mace, so on top of the stone, you become tummy, you're over the mace. Still, there's a possibility to say that if you only find one stone and there's a tzi on top of the stone, we have to be afraid, maybe by mistake, they put this stone on top of the mace, and that's why they put the tzin on top of the stone. So therefore, if you go over the stone, taki your tummy. Yeah. What about Toyushtayim? Let's say there were two stones, one far away, like 6 feet apart. There was a stone on one side, a stone on the other side. Then we say, Hamayel Aleihem Tor. Shita, somebody goes over the stones, they're Tor. Because now we say, since there's a stone here and a stone 6 feet away, we say the pshat is the mace is buried in between the two stones. And the tzia, now the stone on one side is by his, in front of his head, and the stone on the other side is the back of his feet. So therefore we say the stones itself are not on top of the mace. No, if I care, the mace is buried in between the two stones. So, hoyushtayim, if you found two stones that have a tzia on top of them, hamayel aleihem torsh. If you go on top of them, we say yitor. Ubenayim tummy. But if you walk in between these two stones, then we say yitummy. Because like we're saying, these are two stones that see on the shows that this is where the head is, and that's where the feet is, and in between, that's where the mace is. And that's the way it should be done. That the tzion should be a little bit away from the mace, and in between, that's where the mace is. What about them? Let's say you saw the way the people were chorish, were plowing the ground in between these two stones. So then we say for sure the mace is not buried in between these two stones. Because if a mace was buried there, people would not be plowing there. So then what do we say? Harehen kiyichidos. We say that each stone is like a separate stone by itself. Beinehem tor. Then we say in between the two stones, for sure you tor. Since people are plowing there, it's a raya, no mace is buried underneath that place. So if you walk in between the two stones, you tor. Mashenkin, our girsa is usvivosehim. On the side of the carbonator says the girsa should be v'tachteim tummy. But underneath the stones means if you walk on top of the stones, then we say underneath the stones is tummy, because it looks as if each stone is like a stone by itself. If you have a stone here and a stone 6 feet away, since in between here people are plowing, we don't say there's a mace buried in between. So this stone is a stone by itself, could be there's a mace right under this stone. This stone over here is a different mace that could be also buried right underneath this stone. Therefore, each stone by itself is tomei, mashek, and in between tak is tor. Really also, the tak and karatin said the gish should be the agabev tomei. Like not tachdein. We're talking about now the stone itself. So really is the best girsum. They say that if you have two stones and a churish, they plow in between, so girsum should be v'yagabdehem tummy. Hey, it's on top of the stones, your tummy. Right. Tone, we learned in a braisa, ein mitzayonim al habosar. If you only know there's flesh there, say of a mace, there's no bones. There's no bones at all. You only have pure flesh of a mace. Even though the boser is metama b'yoyol, and if you walk over this now, it's metama you, still we do not put a tzion, do not put a sign on top of this mokim, where just the meat alone is buried. Hey, Tony, we learned in the braisa, ein mitzayonim al haboser. If you only have pure meat of a mace buried there, we don't put a tzion on top of it. Why not? Shema nisachal haboser, because meat alone gets disintegrated very fast. So we're afraid the meat will be disintegrated within 2 or 3 days, like fast. And therefore, if you can have a tzion there, people are going to think there's still a mace there. And if somebody walks over that, he'll think he's tummy. If he asks Tyrus, he'll think the Tyrus became tummy, and he'll have to burn them. And really, really, since in a few days the busser gets disintegrated, there's no matuma there. So therefore, we tell you better off don't put a tzion there. Like people shouldn't make mistakes and think they're tummy when they're really not matummy. For the Gemara, Rabbi Yuste Bar Shunin, Boyi, he asked the question, Kumi Rabbi Mon in front of Rabbi Mono, for La Nimtza Metama Taras Lamafreya, he said, but I call upon him these first few days that the meat is there. L'chur, when you walk over the miten, you are tame. So if you don't have a tzion then, people will walk over that place, and a few days later they're going to find out that the meat was just put there, and when you walked over that mokim, you became tame, and you'll have to be metama, the tyrus of Mafreya. Hey, it's Lamafreya, there you go. When you walked over that mokim, and you were holding tyrus, you're holding something like truma, we're going to have to say that truma became tame now. So through these first few days, I'll call upon him, when the meat is still there, for those few days we should have to have a tzion there. Omalei, he answered back, no. Mutav sheyeskalkulu boilusho, it's better off. That's for these only first few days that the meat is still there. The true will come out of kilkul then, that since there's no tzion now, people won't know there's tumah there and they'll walk over it. But that's better off. V'al yeskalkulu boilusho. Could they rather putting a tzion on top, if you put a tzion on top, people will think the mace is there, loylem, or at least for a long, long time. Mashmi, if you have a mace, they're buried with bones. Bones take a very, very long time until it gets disintegrated. See, if you have a tzion there, sign there on top, people will think they're like bones buried there, and they'll think for a year, for a long time, there's a mace still there. And really, really, since there was only bossa buried there, could be that got disintegrated very fast, so the kilku will be much greater than the tikkun. Therefore, it's a question for a few days to be have a nichshol, rather than making a nichshol for a long, long time. That's the Brisa says, don't put a tzion at all. Now the Kabbalah says, v'lo yiskalkul bar li'olam, take a shiyasu tzion, if we're going to make a tzion on top of sign there, yisbru lo'olam sh'adayin atum asham, people will think that the mace is still there. V'yisarfu olav kodeshim, sh'yavru olav ashayin gugur b'layla, if somebody walked over that place at night time and didn't realize he went over the mace, and tomorrow he's going to see the tzion there, he's going to think he has to burn the tyrus that he carried with him. And really, really, since the boss got disintegrated already, he doesn't have to. So therefore, the Brisa says, don't put up a tzion. Havadah, as much as you do, tell people, make other signs there maybe, but a kopon of a tzion you can't put up there. Today it shouldn't be a kilkul li'erlam. So that's the Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, barishayna hoya oikrin umashlichen lefneim. His Rishonah, when Bezdin used to send the Shluchim out to check if there's klayim in the fields, let's say they found Yidin that had klayim growing, so all the Shluchim Bezdin used to do was just uproot it. For Rishonah, Yoikrim, they used to uproot the klayim, you had two types of vegetables growing one next to another, they just uprooted the klayim, umashlichen lefnayim, and they threw it down in front of the Balabatim, in front of your garden where it was, they just left it there. That's what they did at the beginning. Of it, Misharabu, Oibravera, when the Eden did more averus than Mezid, in other words, they kept on continuously growing klayim, is how you mashlichel and drachim. Then the shluchim bezdin used to take uproot the klayim and didn't leave it by the balabas in his fields, but rather like little kanas took it away from him and threw it in the streets. And then eskinu another takona was she yomafkirin eskola soda. They made like a big kanas upon these balabatim that used to continuously grow klayim in their fields. When they found the klayim growing there, they were mafka the whole field. They took away the whole field from them. And that made a kanas, such a kanas, they stopped growing klayim on the fields. So Mark explains now. Omri Rabbi Yehuda. Tony, Omri Rabbi Yehuda. Barishayna hoya oikrin umashlichen lefnayim. At the beginning, they used to uproot the klayim and just throw it down in front of the balabatim, leave it there on their fields. So Mark says, the Balabas, the owners, felt happy they had two simchas involved. Achas, one was Shoyim Menachashim Sadesayim. What did they do by uprooting the vegetables? They were Menachash, they like pruned out my fields. They made it much better now. They made it that the vegetables that are still growing will grow better. So they helped me out. The Echod, Shoyim Nenim Menachlaim. Klaim is not Osebano. They used to use this Klaim. So how did they use it? They used to give it to the animals to use. So the kids said they had enjoyment from what the Bezdin used to do. So if they didn't stop growing klayim, they kept on growing klayim. I, the Bezdin, came and uprooted it. Very good, you're doing us a favor. So Mela Misharabu Oivra Vera, when the Balabatim kept on letting their klayim grow, Hoyimashlichen aladrochim. Bezdin made a takona, we're not going to let you enjoy the klayim to give it to your animals. We're rather going to throw it now in the Trusarabim, we'll throw it to other people who could take it, not you. Afal pikein, even so, afal pikein, hoyu smechim. Still the balabatim were happy. Shoyu menachashin so desayim, because our koponim, the fields were better off now. You pruned out my field, you took out the crumpled up vegetables, and now what's theirs will grow better? So they're still happy. is Eskino, finally, Bezdamet at the corner was Shiyu Mafkirin Kola Sadakula. Hashiyu Mafkirin Kola Sadakula. They made like a Hefka Bezdin Hefkam. The Bezdin took away the fields from the owner. They gave you a Knas. Since you kept on growing Klayim here, the field does not belong to you, and whoever wants to come has a right to take it now. They made it a Hefka. The Bezdin has a right, Hefka Bezdin Hefka. For at the Gemara, Minayin, how do we know this? Shehefka Bezdin Hefker. How do we know that Bezdin has this right to take away somebody's fields and make it Hefker, to make it not yours anymore?
That claim wasn't really a mix.
No, that claim is also Bechila. That was grown by Yisr. Just not also Bano. You got to give it to the animals, the Mefar say. It wasn't also Bano. So they had Ano from it. They gave it to the animals, did it. But I call it right. Klaya Kerem is also Bano. But here we're talking about Klaya's Royin. Just two vegetables growing together, it's only Yosef Achila, not Bano. Yeah. So, Fratik Mar, now, how do we know this Yisoid Minayin? Shehefke Bezdin Hefker, that Bezdin has the right to take away something from somebody. The Pasuk in Ezra says, V'cholash Ezra made a takona. That's V'cholash Shelo Yovel Eshtosha Sayomim. The Atsa Sasorim. Whoever doesn't come, we're summoning everybody to come in 3 days. Whoever doesn't come to us, the Atsas, the council of the Sorum, the heads, the Yaskanim, is Yechorim Kor Rechushay. All their property should be lost. V'yibodo Mikala Goyla. And they should be taken away. So the kids, Ezra had a right to make the fields Hefker. He said, whoever doesn't come to me within these 3 days, their fields will become Hefker. And the Ramadan said, Yechorim Kor Rechushay means, Hareshim Ezra, Bezdinoi, Hoyibiyodom Lahafke Kor Rechush, Oiver Aldevrayim. Whoever did not listen to them, they had the right to take away the fields from this people. So that's the story of Hefka Bezn Hefka. Do you have a right to do this? So the Gemara now, Minayin Shipturim in Amaisers. I'll ask you a Shaila, how do we know now, let's say Bezdin makes the field Hefka. How strong is the Hefka that Bezdin makes it? We know Alocha, real Hefka, if you have fruits that grow Hefka Mamash and there's just a rabbin open property, it's Potim in Amaiser. That's Alocha in Atayra. Anything that's Hefker is Potim in a Meiser. With Asher from the Psukim, only something you have to give to the Levi, Mashen can hear the Yad Levi Shavu B'Yu. The same way you could come and take it, the Levi could come and take it. Therefore, there's no din to give Meisers. That's if it's really Hefker Midiraisa. Klatik Gemara Shalom, what's going to be if really it belongs to Reuven? This field, these trees, grew in Reuven's property. Now, Bezdin came and made this property Hefker. Does Bezdin have a right to make it that it's Potim in a Meiser now? If somebody else, Reuven, comes, and the Zecher in his karka, do we say he's also potter for giving Meiser? Hey, does the Rabbanan's Hefker has a din, mamash like Hefker, midiraisa, that you even potter, even potter mina Meiser? That's what Takun Karatin says, minayin shiftur mina Meiser. Te Hefker gomer shef kiru bailov, if a real bailam was really mafkir his own field, yafinalo mikro shiftur, mi Meiseris. We have psukim that is potter mina Meiser. When Bezdin makes it Hefker, is it the same status as you make it Hefker? Even though we know that Bezdin has the right to take your ownership off it, and I have a right to get it, the Das Bezdin Gufa Yeshle Heviyel Lafkiyas Chusam, but not the Patr from Meiser. That's the Shaila. How do we know that Bezdin has... here's two questions. How do we know that Bezdin has this right, or Bezdin does it, to make it such a strong Hefker to say it's Potim in a Meiser? And we'll soon see later, how do they know that's Halacha? Like the Chur, the Gemara is asking, how do you know they do it? Like, where's the Raya Bezdin did it? So later the Gemara is going to bring a Raya, how do we know Bezdin did it? But the Chur, now the Gemara is asking, how do we know does Bezdin have such a Kaychanat? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yonasan, Bray the Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Acha. Shoma lo min hoda. I'll bring your raya proof from this halacha. There's halacha from Ein ma'avrin es hashono loy b'shvius v'loy b'metzoy shvius. There comes the year you have to make an ibayor, an extra month. You have to make two others. Don't make the ibayor on shvius, on the shemitah year, and don't do it on metzoy shvius. The year after shvius, those 2 years, Bezdin is not supposed to make the year an extra month. The year mevru, let's say b'dievet Bezdin went and made this Shvius, the 7th year, they made an extra month in the year, is Harezu Muberes. That's Halacha. That is Chal, that this year now has 13 months, there's 2 others. V'choydish, now the Raya is like this, V'choydish Echot Shumaisif, Now, since Beis Din made this year Shemitah an extra month, they added an extra month to the year, Lechura, isn't this month, this extra Adar now, Loipotah Mimaisrois? The Halacha is on Shriyas, Yipotah for giving Maisa. Because Shriyas is like Hefker. Everybody has a right to come and eat the fields of your field, eat the fruits of your fields. Therefore, it's Potah Mimaisa. Now, Lechura, this extra month that Beis Din made it, the Havamina is, Beis Din is making this extra month. So if Beis Din makes an extra month, maybe this month should be different, even though the other 12 months, it's like a hefka, really midiraisa, that just put them in a maisa, but this 13th month that Beis Din adds to it, since it's only midirabonin, maybe it shouldn't be put them in a maisa. And the kasher is, we know not like that. We know if it isn't Ibrayor, Havadim, all 13 months are put them in a maisa. So this should be the rai when Beis Din makes it hefka, they have a right to put them in a maisa also. We'll soon see a push of the kasher, there's no rai from here. So tomorrow, Ho'ad kidoin shviyas, moitsoi shviyas mai. So Churimar is saying, I understand why on shviyas itself, the seventh year itself, you should not make it an extra month on that year. And we can understand that since shviyas itself is a hard year to go through, the farmers are not allowed to plant anything, so we don't want to make it harder than it should be. Like, don't make the extra month this year, punkt shviyas, to make it harder for the farmers. So that's what we understand why Metchila, Beis Din should not make Shemitah an extra month in that year. Of Lechura, what's the Shalom Moshoi Shvius? The year after Shvius, what's the inyan? Why can't Beis Din make that year an extra month? What's wrong with Moshoi Shvius? Is Amar Avon Barbun, Shalom Lerabois B'Yis HaChodesh. The Teretz says, and they're in a Kopot on Eretz Yisrael for sure, it's also Medirai HaChodesh. That means the new grain that grows, you're not allowed to eat it till after the second day of Pesach. So if you have the first year Shemitah, on that year you're not allowed to plant anything new. So Mela, they don't have any tefuah from last year. Like the last year's crops were all eaten already. It comes now the ninth year, they go now to plant the new tefuah, the new wheat. Now the wheat that grows the ninth year, you're not allowed to eat it until it comes the second day of Pesach. So if you're going to make that year an extra month, you're going to make them go an extra month like starving without tefuah to eat. Because they don't have any more yasha left. The old tefuah was all eaten up already during Shemitah. They have to wait for the new crop the ninth year. So if you're going to make two others before Pesach, you're going to make them wait an extra month before the Kedita, the Yod, the Chodesh. So, Mel, that's an Indian not to make the ninth year, not to make the eighth year, I mean, not to make the year after Shavuos, not to make the eighth year an extra month. Could they not to be Moisef on them the extra month with the Yod, the Chodesh? Yeah. So that's the reason why Metchila Beis Din should not make these two years with an extra month. So, Ramar says, Rab Zeir, Rab Hashem, Rab Loza, Rabbi Abba, how did the Yatamer, that that you say, this is only good, actually hit the Rebbe, only up until Rebbe was Matir, Lohovi Yerek Mechutz Loritz Loritz. Only up until, or before Rebbe was Matir, there was an Isser to bring vegetables from Chutz Loritz into Eretz Yisrael. So since you do not have any fresh crops in Eretz Yisrael, we have these two reasonings, not to make the extra month in Shviyas, and not to make the extra month after Shviyas, the eighth year. Today the Klai Yisrael should have what to eat. Avo mishiyit the Rebbe, lohavi yerek mechutz loritz. But once Rebbe said, no, it's mutter to bring vegetables from chutz loritz in Teretz Yisrael, I tell you, he shviyis, he shall shashnei shvua. Now there's no issa to make an ibayor, the extra month, on Shemitah itself, or on the eighth year afterwards. Because as far as the eighth year goes afterwards, say there'll be an issa chodesh, there won't be sog afelech. Let them bring vegetables from chutz loritz, and they'll have yoshen. If they can bring vegetables from out of Eretz Yisrael, it's not a rai that chutz loritz has put them in a minachodesh. It just means that there's plenty of tefuah, so you'll have last year's crop to bring from chutz loritz. So that there won't be moisef any yisra chodesh on them if you make the extra year after Shavuos, after Shemitah. And then within on Shemitah itself, there's no yisra to make an extra month, so we left out a pshat. There's another pshat is that the loch is that you have to bring the omer, and the shtei alechem has to be brought from the tefuah grown that year in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're going to make an extra month, the poshu won't be any tefuah left. Hey, since on Shavuos you can't plant new tefuah, so your poshu not going to have any tefuah to eat from.